This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been celebrating Jimmy Kimmel and his birthday. He is in no way affiliated with this show, but I'm a big fan of the guy, and so that's why we're talking about him. And it's been a lot of fun, you know, seeing his journey and relating to him and seeing some cool roles that I would like to see him in. I just had a whole lot of fun this week. We have fun every week, but this week has definitely been a lot of fun. And today we're going to look at the ongoing feud between him and Matt Damon. It's something that's been going on forever, and it's pretty awesome, actually, when you look at it. It all started way back in like 2006. This is the third season, and he was still, Jimmy Kimmel Live was still live there. And the show, he had a show that was just bad. He knew it was bad. He knew it was rough. Like, he's on record as saying, you know, we had a bad show. The guests were bad. And I was feeling pretty bad about myself at the end of the program. And I decided to say, for the amusement of one of our producers who was standing next to me, I want to apologize to Matt Damon. We ran out of time. And he got a kick out of it, the producer. So I just started doing it every night to amuse him. And after that, it just became this whole big thing that they've been going on for years and years and years. And what's cool is Matt Damon has ran with it and played along. And it's really neat to see two heavy hitters of Hollywood just have fun and hang out and, you know, make jokes. Because after that, he made the joke every single night for the next, well, to this day. But a few years later, in 2007, he got Guillermo, who is like his sidekick type thing. And, back up. He was actually on the show in 2006. I forgot about that. But he came out like right as the show was ending. He sat down and didn't get to say a single word. And Kim was like, oh, sorry, we're out of time. And Damon just loses it, starts yelling and shouting and cussing and throwing, you know, just throwing a fit. And it was pretty funny. And so the next year is when he gets Guillermo to be in The Bourne Ultimatum. You know, at the time, Damon was going around promoting the film. Well, they reshot a lot of the trailer with Guillermo in the spots that Damon was in. And in the trailer, or in the fake trailer, Damon shows up and he just starts getting mad. And, you know, he's accusing Kimmel of cutting him out of his own movies now and trying to bump him from that. And he tries to chase down Guillermo. And it's a really awkward but funny chase scene that, I think works really well, and I enjoyed it. And it just kept going on. In the next year, 2008, Kimmel was dating Sarah Silverman, and she and Matt got together for a music video called I'm Effing Matt Damon. And that song went viral. It blew up like 20 million views or more at this point, I think, on YouTube. And Seth Rogen parodied it for Zach and Miri Make a Porno, and it just kind of became a really, I don't want to say flash in the pan, because it's still kind of going on, but, you know, a really big deal for a while. So then the next year, so we're at 2009 right now, Kimmel struck back with I'm Effing Ben Affleck, and this music video had everybody in it. It was anybody you could think of, pretty much. not only he opens up with like Brad Pitt in it, and then you get Robin Williams, Don Cheadle, Harrison Ford, Bill Shatner, Cameron Diaz, Christina Applegate, the guys from Good Charlotte, Lance Bass, Meat Loaf, Huey Lewis, Joan Jett, Macy Gray, Josh Groban has his big epic solo. And yeah, it was just really, really funny. And even the first one, the Matt Damon one, got nominated for an Emmy, which is, you know, when they do this, they do it right and put a lot of production into it and stuff. And then 2010, there was a sketch with the Handsome Men's Club. And that's probably my favorite. I mean, as much as I love the effing Ben Affleck video, because it's funny, the Handsome Men's Club is really, really good. There was, you had like Tony Romo, Matthew McConaughey, John Krasinski, Sting, Ted Danson, Lenny Kravitz shows up, and it ends up at the end, Matt Damon bumps Jimmy Kimmel from it. But yeah, Handsome Men's Club is really great. Go watch it. And let's see, that was 2010. 2013, it got dark, like really, really dark. And Matt Damon shows up and he hosts Kimmel. Like, he took over the logo for the show. He did all these things. Kimmel's bound and gagged in a chair in the background the whole time. And it's kind of dark, but still pretty, pretty funny. And then there was, let's see, what else was there? He came back on the show with the whole cast of Monuments Men, and before he could ask Damon a question, there was a fire alarm, and so they had to leave. They've done a few skits of them in couples therapy, which is pretty funny and really good. And you've had Matt Damon show up on the show a couple of times as some different characters. I think this is about the time he showed up as Dr. Phil. But then after the Oscars, the 2016 Oscars, Ben Affleck came out in like, in this basically a fat suit. He looked like, not Veruca Salt, the girl in Willy Wonka that blows up, you know, into a Violet. Beauregard, yeah, you're turning Violet, in that kind of suit, and Kimmel rips it open, and Matt Damon's, like, hugging Ben Affleck and snuck in, and so that was pretty good. Then you go forward, and Damon was on The Tonight Show, where he kind of did a couple of jabs at Kimmel and everything, and it was pretty good. And probably another one of the best ones, one of the biggest ones, is it spilled out into the Emmys. So we're sitting about, oh, what is it, like 2017, 2016, somewhere in that area. Kimmel was hosting the Oscars, and he lost in Outstanding Variety Talk Series to John Oliver for Last Week Tonight. And after he lost, Matt Damon came out on stage and was like, so, did you win that? And just sit there and gave him a hard time, and another great, great moment. And then in 2017, Damon lost at the Oscars, and Kimmel ragged on him for it. And Damon showed up on the show disguised as Tom Brady, and it's just, things just keep going back and forth and back and forth. They're still, anytime Kimmel hosts something, he takes stabs at Matt Damon. Even at the Oscars, like when Kimmel hosted the ones last year with the screw up, he played Damon off stage and like kicked him off stage. And it's just one thing after another. They just keep doing things, and it's really just awesome. Like I said, the fact that you can have people do all of this and have fun, and of course you have my boy Ben Affleck right there in the middle of all of it, is just delightful. But yeah, that's kind of the brief history of their feud and what they've done. And go on YouTube, check out some of them. Just search Kimmel and Damon, or Jimmy Kimmel versus Matt Damon, and they're all comedy gold. It's probably one of the best ongoing jokes in Hollywood right now, and that's why, you know, we had to talk about it. But that's going to do it for us today. Let us know, are you a fan of The Feud? Do you think it's funny? If not, please tell us why. You can tell us in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're even on YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there, and would love to hear from you. Email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Of course, do the usual podcast stuff, like, comment, share, subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, everything like that, Google Play. That way you get this show, The New Weird, Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and Family Sounds, all of those coming strong. So make sure you for sure check all those out. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Quit your job and light up one. Get your favorite private part. It's the